It's time for this week's recipe roundup. This is something I threw together a few weekends ago, just out of stuff I had on hand. It's going to be a shrimp breakfast scramble. You can use any flavor of loose whole sausage. I would recommend loose sausage over sausage that's in links or in patties, just because it's more of a scramble. You really want to be able to move all of the things around in the pan a lot with the egg. You can choose any sort of loose sausage that you'd like, keeping in mind that that's going to be the main flavor of the dish. So for some types of sausage, I used just regular breakfast sausage, and I was still able to add some Creole seasoning in later on in the final dish. But if you were to use something like chorizo or another very salty sausage, you might have to play it by ear, or I guess by tongue a little more. Ingredients: 1 pound of shrimp. And if you're going to use frozen shrimp, make sure to thaw them and rinse with cold water, and then peel if needed. 1 pound of sausage of your choosing. And then 3 to 6 eggs, and that's going to depend on how eggy you want your mixture. If you're not a big fan of eggs, of course, go with less. And then you can also use some pepper and Creole seasoning. And I don't have an amount on those because it's more just eyeballing it in this recipe. So you're first going to start out by heating a skillet or a wok pan on the stovetop. And while that's heating up, in a bowl, sprinkle the shrimp with a conservative amount of Creole seasoning and pepper. And that's just to kind of give them a little extra flavor. In another bowl, beat eggs as you would typically if you were going to be making scrambled eggs. If you add cream or milk, go right ahead. Onions, cheese, pepper, however you like it, whatever you want in there, you can adjust it. But I would advise against adding more salt because you've got some salt on the shrimp and you've got plenty of salt in the sausage already. In the hot pan, crumble the raw sausage. You won't need any extra oil or fat. There's plenty in the sausage, so that will start to cook out, and you're going to cook completely. But just before the meat starts browning, or as soon as you start seeing the sausage get a little brown, that's when you're going to add in the shrimp, and you're going to cook until the shrimp are plump but still very tender. So it's not going to be very long at all in that hot pan. And then once you get to a place where the shrimp are still tender and not overcooked yet, you're going to pour the egg mixture into the pan and start to scramble the whole mixture. And the eggs will soak up most of the oil and flavor from the sausage, which is really good and tasty. And then you can just cook that mixture until the eggs are cooked to your preference. It really shouldn't take very much time because at that point the pan will be pretty hot. I hope you enjoy that recipe. You can find it on AlleghenyMountainRadio.org with all of the ingredients listed as well as this recording. If you try it out and you enjoy it, take pictures, send them to me. I love to see stuff like that, and we'll post it on our Facebook page. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.